Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Your chance to win your Bonnaroo tickets coming up in about 20 minutes. Kid Nation, make sure you have that phone handy. Cool. We're going to spin the Bonnaroo roulette. If it lands on your birthday month, you have a chance to win. And we have VIP passes, too. A 1 in 3 chance to win those. Because only 3 envelopes are left. And we got love letters to Kelly coming up in about 40 minutes. So we'll answer all your love issues. Go to KidNation.com and write us if you would like. And we'll catch you up with the Showbiz Top 5 if you miss what's going on in Hollywood. Lots. Kelly got your back with that right there.
Oh, lots so much coming up.
But right now, we just talk about whatever.
Whatever.
It's Whatever Wednesday. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And you basically can ask us any questions, any advice, any topics you want to bring up, Kid Nation.
Get it off your chest.
This is all for you. Jasmine wrote us, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, do you guys think guys and girls who are just talking, they're not official yet, should be friends on social media? So if you're just starting to talk to this one guy, Jenna, are you going to friend him on Instagram or follow him on Instagram and friend him on Facebook and all that? Or do you wait until you're official?
No, I'll throw the follow out sometimes.
Yeah.
Or I'm not big on Facebook, but on Instagram, if I've been talking to him. I mean, that's happened recently. I've followed a couple guys I've been talking to. I'm curious, and that's a way for you to kind of get to know someone. It's really the best way for you to get to know someone.
Right.
Yeah, see what they're doing.
Talking to him. I guess it depends on the situation.
I think it's cool to do that. I think it's fine.
Yeah. I agree.
Why would you not?
And if it doesn't work out, you made a friend.
Let's say I met a guy out at the bar one night or at a restaurant and I followed him like an hour later. I don't think I would do that. But if we just started talking, I would.
Yeah. Sure.
And fellas, be careful with the phone number and girls too. If you don't want somebody to stalk you on the Facebook, a lot of the times your phone number is attached to your Facebook. So if you give your phone number out, and you're not, and you're hoping they can't find you. They can just put it on the search bar, and they'll find your profile. Not all profiles.
You given all that,
then you
really are
them.
A sleuth, sneaky little internet detective.
I've been getting good, Kelly. I've been getting good.
But then if you follow them without, I don't know. That's
it's not the following. It's some people just want to stay private on Facebook.
You
that's where her family
somebody,
is.
You just got to understand. Somebody's going to be looking you up online because curious.
For sure.
Like I heard,
the information's there. Why wouldn't you look if it's public?
Yeah. Because I heard a girl say, all I did was just give him my phone number. We were at a restaurant. She was by the bar. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, yeah, you give him your phone number, but now he can access your Facebook and a bunch of other stuff.
Yep.
That's just the investigator in me that was born at the end of the year.
Like, KC, private eye.
Yeah. What's going on, Preston?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great, sir. You have a question?
Yes, sir. It's actually for you, JC. A bit ago, you were talking about the chain smokers and that gentleman cheating on his girlfriend. You mentioned a term that I've never heard before, and you said full goosing.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I think this was born with what's his name? The guy that wore the suits with Dance with Miley Cyrus, Alan Thicke's son.
Robin Thicke.
So when he cheated on his wife, there was a picture of him grabbing a girl's butt, and you caught it on the elevator mirror. And we called that goosing. So I said
he was grabbing the butt.
It's basically grabbing a full-on cheek with your hand. So I said he was full-on goosing because this guy was doing it with both hands. So that's why he was full-on goosing.
So he's grabbing kissing the butt. Her, and he was wrapping his arms around her, but he had his hands on her butt cheeks, and he was squeezing.
Yeah, just full-on.
That's a goose.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome.
There you go.
You're welcome. I think that's only for our show. I don't know if that's a worldwide term.
Okay. Goosing. Yeah. Not everybody uses it. But.
No. See, now Preston knows. Now when we talk about the goosing, Preston's going to be all about that right
there. There you go. It is Whatever Wednesday.
It's educational.
Very educational.
Yeah.
Hey, Jenna. Question from the text.
Hey, okay. I'm ready.
How many tattoos does Jenna have, and what are they?
Mine are kind of weak, and I have 3. I have a J that looks kind of more like a music note on the back of my neck, which people rarely see because I have long hair. It has a couple stars around it.
Uh-huh.
I have a French tattooed on my side that says Vive et lâche prise, which means to live and let go.
That's right.
In French. That one hurt. And I have a triangle on my arm, on my left arm on the inside. The triangle means a lot of things. For me, it's the universal symbol for change, ongoing change.
Yeah.
So I'm into...
But we all know that means...
constantly changing and growing.
We all know that just means Jenna's in the Illuminati.
Also, yes, I'm part of that exclusive group, the Illuminati. I was invited.
Shh.
That's it.
Don't
I've considered
anyone.
Getting a lion. I've considered getting a lot of tattoos. Every few months, I think about getting another one.
Where would you get your lion?
that's the thing, is the places I want to get it are pretty exposed, and I don't know. Yeah. I think I'm done for now until I really want something. That's my tip.
Yeah.
If it sits with you for like a year, you really want it, okay. My best girlfriend's going through removal right now, by the way. She has a flower. Mackenzie has a flower that she got 18 years old in Hawaii, where she is from. And it looks like a female private part more than it looks like a flower, she thinks.
Got it.
I actually don't think it's that bad of a tattoo. But, you know, people really regret those decisions that they make when they're younger.
Yeah.
So she's going through the removal process now.
And it's very painful. If you've ever watched videos of people getting them removed, very, very painful.
But it's coming off.
What's up, Dylan? Oh, no. This is Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hello.
So, you have a very...
good. I love you guys.
Love you, Melissa.
Melissa needs help with something very important in her life.
Yes, very important. So, yesterday was Taco Tuesday. Thank God.
Yeah.
And I like to load up my taco, all the toppings and everything.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend thinks that I ruined this taco by loading it up. So, he's over there with just cheese. So what is the proper taco topping technique?
As long as you have your meat and your cheese, whatever you put in it is up to you. Because you got to make it...
It just makes it better, right?
As long as you like it, as long as it tastes delicious in your mouth hole, you should be happy with your taco.
As long
as
it's in a shell of some sort, that makes it a taco, no matter what you put in it.
Tortilla.
Like it falls out.
The great debate is over.
Yeah.
The great debate.
All right.
Melissa, I'm a fan of the smaller, like the street tacos, and I don't put much on it. Just the meat, a little bit of cheese, and the
sauce. You can't overdo that.
Right, exactly, yeah. Those are mine. But yeah, do what you got to do, Melissa, as long as it tastes good to you.
I appreciate it. I got the approval. Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's from an official Mexican of the show.
That's, yeah.
You know?
Just another great example of what you can call in for on whatever Wednesday.
Yeah. We do have an update for you.
Okay. We do that now.
You want to, Kelly?
Sure. So a while back, we talked to Nicole.
Okay.
I believe you're right, JC. It was a love letter to Kelly.
Yeah.
And it was all about her buying a house. She was scared to tell him, so we told him all together on the radio.
Right.
I was really surprised that he wanted to come on the air. Men don't usually like to do that.
Right.
Yeah, this is what it sounded like on the radio, to recap it for you.
After dating 3 years in college and 1 year post-college, my boyfriend and I decided to call it quits.
Mm.
It was a difficult breakup, as we clearly both loved each other. Flash forward to today, we have started dating again.
Oh.
After a year and a half of reconnecting just as friends, everything's going wonderfully. However, I have no intentions of moving. He knows this and knows I want him to move to me. Before we began dating again, I bought a plot of land to build a house. Construction starts in January. I haven't had the heart to tell him about it yet. I'm thrilled about my new home. This has always been my goal. Own my own home before I'm 30 without the help of a man. I haven't told him yet because I don't want him to feel so much pressure to move. I want him to decide to move here because he wants us to work out. Am I being stupid not to tell him about the house? Am I setting this up for failure? What do I tell him? What do I do? Nicole. And Nicole's on the phone.
Whoa, Nicole. First of all, congratulations.
Yeah. You did you. Yeah, number one, you did you. Awesome.
Look at you getting your house.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a very big deal. You should be very proud, but I don't know why you wouldn't tell him.
And so we ended up getting, we're back on live.
Yeah.
Hey,
live.
It's us. So we ended up getting him on the phone and everything, and I don't think she was very excited about that. She seemed like, I don't know, this could actually ruin this relationship that we just rekindled. And
but you have to tell him at some point.
But to our surprise, he actually...
He was down. He was, excited, too.
Now, we did have our thoughts. We thought maybe he was just being super cool because, hey, he's on the radio right now.
Yeah.
He's just trying to... He's not trying to make her look bad or anything. So he sounded really cool after she told him.
Uh-oh.
And, Kelly, we have an update.
We
she
do.
Wrote us.
Yes, this is a letter from Nicole.
Hmm.
She said, John made his visit to Dallas last week. We just returned from a vacation in Cabo together.
Nice.
Oh. Okay.
Things are going great. John will be visiting for a week in March and plans to move shortly after.
Oh, cool.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that his move will be sooner rather than later. We, of course, will continue to update you and make sure that we hold JC, Jenna, Kelly, and Big Al to their word for joining us at our housewarming party.
That's right. We did say we would.
Okay.
Perhaps we'll stop by to say hello at the studio or at Big Al's bar next time John's in town.
Yay.
Let me know if you have any more questions.
So it worked out. It's a happy Kelly, love letter to Kelly story right
there. Everything's going well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And look, for the guy, that's awesome because now you know that the house you're going to move into, your girl completely loves it. Which is very stressful when you're looking for houses.
Yeah.
Hey, now, as long as he has a space for his little man cave, right?
Yeah, he's going to get his man cave.
Do you get any input when your girlfriend kind of initiates the building process?
Not until you're married.
Yeah. But he's probably cool. I think that's cool.
Nothing.
I don't know. I would be open to it. Because if you want to live in this house, I want to build it together.
Yeah, you can remodel stuff, too.
Oh, man.
Change it up.
But they're building it. Might as well just do it right now.
Yeah, together, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm.
What, Kelly?
Alan didn't say anything about my house until he moved in, and then he took over and started changing everything. Changing everything.
What's the worst part he's changed? Where you're like, why'd you change that?
Oh, I don't know. He just hung some stuff on the wall I didn't like. You get used to looking at something. Even if it doesn't match or whatever, you get used to looking at it and you just forget it.
Yeah.
You hate it.
Not your mirror wall, right? Your mirror wall.
No,
cool.
No, I love that mirror wall.
Yeah, he did. That was his deal.
What wall do you hate?
Stop.
My man.
Because now I'm going to go to your house and I'm going to look at every wall and I'm going to be like, which one's the one Kelly hates the most? Thank you for joining us on Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation. You can keep questions coming. Maybe we can get to some of them later on in the show. But coming up next, we do have your chance to win some tickets to Bonnaroo.
Mm-hmm.
We will spin the Bonnaroulette next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Somebody told me.
We want to send you out to Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. It's happening June 7th through the 10th in Manchester, Tennessee. Eminem, The Killers, Muse, they're all going to be there along with a bunch of other people. But first, we need to spin the Bonnaroulette.
The Bonnaroulette wheel.
All right.
Now, written on these on the Bonnaroulette are birthday months and a couple of any month.
No, Joker's wild. Got
just a wild card in there. So Big Al Mac's going to spin it. If it lands on your birthday month, that means you're still in it. Then we'll ask for a caller number. And if you're that right number, you get to win the passes. And then we'll see if you can win some VIP tickets.
All right.
Big Al, you ready to spin?
Here we go.
It's spinning. Big Al Mac with a healthy spin.
Thank you. Price is right. See, they don't want no part of this.
Right.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Well, it is what it is.
2 days in a row.
Yeah, that's what it is.
December. I got the December touch, man.
December.
Again.
That's okay. Yeah.
Well, it happens. You know, the wheel only has a certain amount of spots.
Yeah. People born in December are very happy with you right now.
Very lucky.
All right.
And you know what? Your birthday does land around Christmas, so people maybe don't pay attention to you as much.
That's right.
So what caller number would you like, Jenna?
Oh, 13.
Caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
If and only if you were born in December. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You will have to show us, you know, your driver's license because that's how you claim your prizes. So if you lied on that, we would have to take it back.
Make sure
you're a December baby.
Our listeners don't lie.
So you can score your tickets. Well, you never know. Anybody's...
Tell the truth.
Of course. Speaking of telling the truth, I don't know who's telling the truth here with this KFC drama that's going on.
The KFC drama. You talking about the recipe?
Yeah. Did you read about this?
You were telling me about it a little bit yesterday.
So my wife and I are going to try this. Because apparently the nephew of Colonel Sanders accidentally or just while doing an interview released the recipe.
You don't accidentally release a family secret because this has supposedly been a secret since the existence of KFC.
And according to KFC, the original recipe has been locked up in a digital safe and, I mean, they keep it hidden away.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can access it except for very, very, very
important people. Well, there are people making it.
Yeah.
So somebody knows. I mean, people have to make it.
I think they get the what is
on
it?
On a need-to-know basis.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Like, very few people know. And so he had this scrapbook, and he pulled it out while he was with this reporter. And on the back of one of them, there was a recipe written out. And he said, well, what's this? And he said, oh, that's the original recipe from my uncle. So a picture was taken. People were quick to grab this recipe, and they started trying to make it. Now, KFC has come out and said that is not the original recipe. That is a recipe, but it's not the one that they use.
And when people start trying it at home, they'll
be able to figure it out.
Figure that out, yeah.
Yeah. Now, we've had people, I think Iggy Azalea tried it, and she said she's tried it the last 5 days or something like that, and I don't think she's gotten it to taste quite like they do at KFC.
So, recipe is different from just ingredients. The recipe is the process.
Yeah.
Right. Ingredients would be what you need to put in. Okay.
Right. Yeah. But there's a bunch of stuff, and there's some stuff that I don't even know.
Like what?
Like, you got to put ground ginger in there. I didn't think that ground ginger would be in your your fried
chicken.
That's
the thing, a secret ingredient, something you'd never think of.
Dried mustard is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Celery salt.
Yeah, I love celery salt.
I don't even know what that is. So
it's like celery.
These are some of the ones. Yeah, and so they're all listed, and people have been trying to make it. This lady came out and said, I made it at home, and it tastes exactly like it does at KFC. So the argument is out there. Now the nephew has come out and said, it might not be the original. I think he's just trying to cover his tracks.
So you're going to try and make it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know if it was accurate. I don't have that great of a taste buds that I would know. Not familiar enough.
Would it be as easy as putting together a meal like we do for Blue Apron? Because Blue Apron, when it comes in the mail, it actually has the ingredient list, recipes, the instructions. They deliver it to your house.
It would have that ginger and that celery salt if the recipe called for it.
I mean, it actually looks a lot like what we get from Blue Apron because it gives you the time and how long it'll take and how long you soak it. So it's very Blue Apron-like.
JC, does it show up at your door?
No. It does not show up at my door. And none of the ingredients are at my house.
Well, Blue Apron does give you a meal. You can have a two-person meal plan, a four-person meal plan, a family meal plan, a wine plan, people. Yes, they can pair your wine with your meal.
Come on, you don't know what you're doing. Let Blue Apron do that for you.
Yeah.
No, we love Blue Apron. We love the fact that it is convenient. They do deliver it to your doorstep fresh every week. Unless you have, like, you know, a vacation, spring break's coming up.
Exactly.
You can freeze your subscription for a week or two if you're, you know, going out of town.
I did that over the holidays, and I just realized it because I didn't get my Blue Apron. I was like, wait, what happened? I froze it because I had people coming to town.
Forgot to unfreeze it.
Yeah. And
It was waiting for you when you were ready to come back.
Exactly.
So check out Blue Apron and get $30 off with free shipping at blueapron.com/kid. That's blueapron.com/KIDD. Somebody told
me. And I'll let you know how our fried chicken goes tonight.
All right.
Tonight's the night.
If I can find all the ingredients. I mean, some of them look pretty fine. Let's see if we got a winner for Bonner Roulette.
All right.
Alicia.
Hi. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey,
Alicia. Hello, Alicia. Alicia, when is your birthday?
December 6th.
December 6th?
That's it?
That is correct.
You win.
You win.
Yay.
That's
I'm
correct.
So excited.
That is a correct month.
Do you have a car?
Yes.
All right.
Perfect. I do.
All right.
Perfect. Do you have a person in mind you would like to take to this festival with you?
Sleep in your
my
car.
My husband.
All right. Yes. A lot of husbands going on trips with their wives.
You and your husband into the music?
Yes, we are. We're really excited. I think me more so than him.
Okay.
I'm okay with festivals. He doesn't like to be hot and sweaty, so we'll see how this works out.
He'll be fine.
Well, he is going to be that, but you're going to be together, and it's all about the company. And you might discover some new bands that you like because you're both going to get to experience the music and wonder of the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival.
Yay.
June 7th through the 10th in Manchester, Tennessee. And headliners this year include Eminem and The Killers. Muse. Sturgill Simpson.
And T-Pain's going to be there.
Who?
T-Pain.
There you go.
Brain of things.
You were already looking.
All right, Alicia, you're going to get 2 weekend passes, a car camping permit, and $250 in road trip cash. And then we still have a few envelopes left. Isn't that right, JC?
Yeah, we have 3 envelopes left. You get to pick between the numbers 1, 4, or 5. If you pick the correct one, you could score some VIP passes. Which one would you like to go with, Alicia?
Number 4.
Solid pick. That's a solid pick.
I will store 1 and 5 off to the side, and I'll open up number 4. Nice.
Thank you for that noise.
You're welcome. It's radio, so we have
to
make noises.
She knows you're opening it.
Well, Alicia, I just pulled out your ticket, and it looks like you have scored VIP passes.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. All right. So you're asking, this sounds exciting, but what is included in this VIP experience, right?
Please tell us. Please tell us.
I wonder if T-Pain's in VIP.
Oh, of course T-Pain's going to be out there.
VIP is the best possible place to be because not only do you get an exclusive VIP entrance to go into the park and different viewing areas, you know, away from the masses, you're going to have preferred parking and camping near the VIP area for your car, or in the VIP area. And then this year, brand new in 2018 at Bonnaroo, a new air-conditioned barn.
Oh.
So your husband might chill there.
So excited.
Special shower and restroom facilities. This is the biggest perk because I use baby wipes. And a VIP pre-event party on Thursday night. And then they have charging stations because, you know, you guys go to these festivals, your phones die. Everyone wants to take photos and stuff, and then your phone dies, and you're in the middle of a field. So now you are taken care of.
Boom.
Alicia, congratulations.
I'm so excited. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you. Have fun. Enjoy that VIP life.
Yeah, you better send us some photos.
Yeah. Hold on for us. Alicia, you will get to talk to Alicia, our phone screener. Double Alicia talking right there. Well, the VIP passes are gone.
All right.
But we still got a couple more road trips for you.
Yeah.
So there's still some good news right there.
All right.
We'll hook you up tomorrow. Speaking of good news, Love Letters to Kelly is coming up next. And fellas, if you're not paying attention to your lady, Mr. Steal Your Girl is right around the corner.
Oh, the cleanup man.
We have a cleanup situation here. Uh-oh. Maybe Kelly can help this lady out. Love Letters to Kelly is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
About 30 minutes away from the Showbiz Top 5. If you missed anything on what's going on in Hollywood, we got your back. We got your back. And we just talked about the KFC recipe that got released or leaked accidentally by the nephew of Colonel Sanders. I trust Kid Nation, and apparently someone from Kid Nation made it yesterday, and they said, it's not the same. Good chicken, but doesn't taste anything like KFC.
Okay.
But now we got a different recipe, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it tonight because apparently it requires a large Dutch oven. I didn't even know Dutch ovens were real.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was just something we did to our wives.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so if you could still try it, though. I posted it up on Twitter.
Okay.
Through the Huffington Post.
Is there any, do all fast food places have, I know we're about to do Love Letters, they have a secret recipe for something?
Oh, yeah.
Like McDonald's has their fries, I guess, or the grease for the fries, right?
Uh-huh.
Secret grease?
I don't know. But
well, what you fry them in, I guess, because they do taste very different than other ones.
Wasn't the secret they soaked them in sugar water or something?
Sugar
is the secret ingredient for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Sugar and butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
a stick of butter makes everything better. It's true.
It really does.
Paula Deen says.
A stick.
So good.
An entire stick.
We'll make it better.
Butter stick. I got a cousin named Butter Stick.
Shout out to our boy Trey in the control room who has his daily nosebleed going on right now.
It's not a bad one today. Just a little bit. I just gave a little wipe and there was a little bit of red.
Oh, no.
There have been faucets before, but this one's just a mild one.
You got it under control, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your concern.
Hey, always looking out for you, buddy. All right. It's time now to get to it. Kelly, our love expert's in the building.
Mm. And I am in a good mood.
You're in a good mood?
I'm in a great mood.
No rants today.
Really?
During the commercial break, y'all.
Yeah.
Trading Spaces. I just stumbled across it. It's coming back. It's like one of the original home redecorating shows.
Okay.
The trailer is out. The reboot's coming out. And I was literally tearing up. I was so happy.
I was
giggling watching the trailer. I'm so excited.
I was just giggling about
it. It's all about home renovation where you trade a room with your neighbors.
Yeah.
And you have 2 days and $2,000 to totally redo your home.
Okay. Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, it's so fun. I'm so excited. I'm so happy.
So you're gonna get? Do you guys want to do it between the show?
Would you trade spaces?
Yeah,
maybe. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
we got to do love letters.
Yeah, we do.
But that's why I'm in such a good mood.
All right, happy love expert Kelly Raspberry.
Love letters to Kelly.
Happy edition.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. This one's not so happy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
I've been with my man a total of 10 years, and we were married for 2.5 when he said he changed his mind about having kids. So I said I wanted a divorce. We went through the process. The divorce was finalized. And then a week after, he said he made the worst mistake of his life and wants to get back together and he wants a baby. So we got back together. Now we have a 2.5-year-old boy. And now we're having issues again.
Uh-oh.
He says he doesn't love me anymore. And I've been sleeping on the couch for over a month. He will not go to counseling or ever remarry me. I need your help. What do I do, Sarah?
I wouldn't live my life that way.
The come and go.
I mean, you can go to counseling by your... If you're in a relationship where you need marital counseling and your spouse won't go, you need to go by yourself. At least go.
Doing good to go by yourself?
Yes, it does do good to go by yourself.
It teaches you how to be strong enough for what you deserve.
It also does that, but it also, if you make some people make the decision, come hell or high water, I'm staying. And it can teach you coping mechanisms, how you can work within the confines of that.
Mm.
Not pleasant situation, but some people make the decision to stay. Or it will give you the strength you need and the confidence you need to walk away. So I personally would not continue living that way. So okay. I, you know, it's so easy to get divorced, but it doesn't sound like you're working with somebody that's willing to work with you.
He said, I don't love you anymore.
It's harsh.
Like, that's the worst thing you could say to your significant other.
People are just cruel.
Sometimes you can just not say anything, you know?
I know, but when somebody wants to get out of divorce, you know, wants to divorce, they have to make you the bad guy to justify them leaving. So yeah. There's nothing you can do right. Everything you do is wrong. You're a horrible person because I have to be able to walk away with a clean conscience because I'm leaving you with a kid. It's just, you need to go to marital counseling alone, even if he won't go with you. And then decide what you're going to do.
They'll help you. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. My butt would be on the couch.
Love letters to Kelly.
Put your butt on the couch if you don't want to be in the same bed with me.
Yeah.
I'm not sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, you're the one that said it.
It's a really
get your butt
couch.
On the couch. Yeah. You never know. The couch could be more comfortable than the bed, Al. You're right. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I need your advice on a rather sticky situation.
Okay.
My husband and I have been married for 2 years and together for a total of 6. Here lately, he hasn't really been giving me what I need in the marriage. I've talked to him about it over and over again, but nothing has changed. Recently, he's become addicted to this game on his phone.
Yeah.
He's literally on it as soon as he wakes up until he goes to bed. It drives me insane.
Oh, boy.
He's paying me, nor our marriage, any attention at all. He hasn't even noticed that I, too, have been active on my phone, but I've been talking to this guy.
No. Not the right answer.
Oh, hold on. I've never cheated on my husband.
No, you're emotionally cheating.
And this is the first time that I've ever talked to someone outside my marriage. We've only been talking for about 2 weeks, but he seems to be everything I'm looking for that my husband isn't giving me. Keep in mind that I've caught my husband in an emotional affair twice. I almost called it off when we were going to get married, but didn't. And now I'm starting to think, maybe I should have. Please help. I know I shouldn't be talking to anyone outside my marriage, but I almost feel like I'm just existing to my husband.
Work on fixing your marriage before you start looking outside of it, because you say you're not cheating, but you're emotionally cheating.
You are, yeah.
You're doing the same thing you caught your husband doing. I bet you weren't okay with that at the time. Honey, I understand the addiction to these cell phone games.
You were addicted.
I was addicted. It was so bad. One day I had to wake up myself, though. I was being rude to my child. She would walk in, and I'm trying to get past a level on Candy Crush. How embarrassing is it for these words to come out of my mouth? I was rude to my child. Like, get away.
Doesn't it almost make you want to cry when you think about it?
I think back about it. Now, I'm hoping my daughter doesn't remember this and this doesn't scar her for the rest of her life.
She did. She brought it up to me the other day.
Yeah, she told me about it, too.
And I would literally get on a game, and I would be up all night, and I'd suddenly playing Plants vs. Zombies, another one I was addicted to.
Mm.
And I'd suddenly realize, it's 4 a.m. I got to get a shower and get to work, you know, and I'd be up all night. So I had to make the decision to quit cold turkey. But that's not a decision you can make for your husband.
Right.
He's got to come to the realization that he's about to lose a relationship.
For now.
And so you need to get him when he has that moment of, and you feel sick when you're on, you feel your brain fog, you're exhausted all the time, your eyes are tired.
Uh-huh. Think about it when you're not playing it.
Yes. You dream about it.
Really?
I dreamed about getting past levels of Candy Crush. I am not lying. And it sounds silly.
It's an addiction. When you're doing that, that's 100%.
But I was able to quit cold turkey. And I made a vow I would never play again. And I haven't. I can't because I don't trust myself. But he hasn't gotten to that place. So you need to, first of all, delete whatever app you're swiping on or whoever you're talking to. You're playing with fire.
Mm-hmm.
If your marriage doesn't work out, then you can go back to that with no guilt. But right now, this is not healthy. You need to sit down with your husband, say, look, put the phone down. We have to talk. And tell him what this is doing to your marriage. Yeah. Don't tell him you're talking to somebody else.
No,
don't do that.
No.
Believe me, you can forgive him for emotional cheating. He ain't forgiving you. Men are just
wired differently. We talked about
They're wired differently.
Yeah.
So don't tell him you're already talking to somebody else. But say, you need to at least start weaning yourself off this. We got to figure it out. Kelly Raspberry had to quit cold turkey, and she did it. You know, whatever you need to say.
Was there a Candy Crush rock bottom moment? Was it get away, Emma Kelly?
I just realized. Well, it was also money. I was wasting so much money.
You were buying stuff on it?
Yeah, because what happens is.
A crack, man.
You get to a level, and you try to get past it literally like 100 times, and you can't get past this level. And so you have to pay like 99 cents or $1.99.
To get more lives?
It's been so long since I've played. Yeah. I don't remember.
You want to get Kelly to quit something? Start charging her for it.
Right.
Well, I was literally paying so much money.
That's how you could tell she was in trouble.
Yeah, I was in trouble. But the fact that I was so awful to my child is what really made me put it down.
Wow.
I know, it's silly.
It is.
It's silly and embarrassing.
There's a lot of people going through that.
Yeah.
Most of us just start on the toilet, and then it moves on to just sitting on the bed. And then, yeah, you start with your apps on the toilet, and then that's the gateway.
Well, people are addicted to their phones in the same way.
That's Candy Flush. That's not Candy Crush.
You can't put your phone down. You have to be, like, if you put your phone down for a minute, even when you go to the bathroom, you might be missing something.
Yeah.
Or you have to be constantly entertained. And it's just an addiction for a lot of people.
Yeah. Good for you for coming out the other side.
Thank you, Big Al. I feel better for it.
We're proud of you, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Love letters.
Give a little coin.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I am a 27-year-old woman with a great husband and overall happy life.
Good.
Except,
of course,
I've noticed that I am losing friends left and right.
Oh.
Whether it be they move away, we lose touch, or life just happens, I don't have nearly as many friends as I did in my early 20s. It makes me sad because I've always been pretty social, and now I feel like something's wrong with me. Is it normal to lose a lot of friends in your 20s? Will it just get worse as I get older? Thanks for any advice you can give me, Leah.
Oh, it's not a bad thing. People are in your life for seasons. And, you know, some people, like, I have lifelong friends since fifth grade. I have friends that I was friends with in my 20s. I don't even speak to them anymore. I don't know where they are. But we were so close at the time. We would do everything together. And honestly, sometimes I have trouble remembering their last names. But, I mean, it's just, that's part of life and change. It's up to you to cultivate new friendships.
Yeah.
My husband and I are now purposely trying to create new couples friends. You make it a purpose, and you schedule it, and you go do it, and eventually you have this whole new group of friends. But friends are going to come and go. There'll be a few that, a handful that stay. A handful. But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. People do drift, and
they do. Life super normal.
Life happens. Said, you have kids, and suddenly, if your girlfriend has three kids, and you're still single, and you'll have not that much in common anymore. You'll start making new friends.
For Al, when I moved here, you were hanging out with a group of dudes. Probably like, man, there was like eight guys.
Thick as thieves.
Every weekend.
Your bicycle friends you're bicycling with, you don't even speak to them anymore.
You have your brand new friends because you moved on with your life today.
Yeah. And it's such a happy thing when I see them.
Right, but, when you do. But now you have nobody, and that's just the way it worked out.
Well, I have a few
friends. I'm your friend, Al. Yeah.
I'm really sad.
I was teasing.
I'm really sad right now because one of my better friends is going to move at some point. He's going to move in like the next couple of years, I guess. And I'm sad now because we hang out all the time. He's my beer drinking buddy.
Yeah.
I knew his house. He just built a house in another state. But he's making preparations to leave.
Well, you got to start making preparations to replace him with a new best friend.
You can't replace him. He's really cool, and he lives right down the street.
I'm really, really sad that he's going to be leaving. I really am.
And he's an Alabama fan, and his bar's Alabama. Business leaving Al's bar.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I forgot he's moving now.
Yeah, and I'm really sad, because that's my go-to hangout buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't your friend 10 years ago.
No, he wasn't.
See? So, I mean, there's going to be a new cycle of friends that come through your life. That's just the way life works.
And to your point, he just wandered in the bar one day, and just, you know, and over a course of a month or 2 months, we just became very, very good friends.
I think people look at TV shows like Friends or whatever, which is on reruns all the time, and you see these, you know, unrealistic relationships where these friends just go through everything together. They're in each other's marriage, weddings.
Big Bang Theory.
They break up and they marry each other.
Together.
And it's like, I want friends like that. I want to be a part of a group like that. Those are few and far between.
Yeah,
the average person, people drift and they serve a purpose, and it's not a bad thing, but they're just not there anymore.
There you go.
Yep, and I have nobody.
But thanks, you got to be proactive and go out and start making new friends.
Out. Thanks, Kelly, for reminding me I have nobody.
You've got 2 years to work on it.
I'm not going to let it move. I'm going to sabotage. I'm not going to let it move.
That's what a good friend would do.
That's what you got to do. I'll help you out.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My fiance and I have been a little rocky recently. She's been telling me I don't provide her enough attention.
Uh-oh.
She even makes comments about how I don't think she's attractive enough and don't want to kiss her. I've been trying so hard to make her feel appreciated and giving her even more attention and telling her she looks sexy. I've even been thanking her for all of her hard work around the house and congratulating her for her achievements at work. Recently, she told me she never wants to be home anymore and she'd rather be at work.
Whoa.
I feel like I'm failing as a fiance and I just want to feel like I'm doing enough. I'm hurting. I feel like I'm her home and she's telling me she doesn't want to be around me. I don't know what to think. I'd love some advice. I'm afraid for my engagement.
Yeah, it sounds like she's having second thoughts to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does that sound like that to you?
Yeah.
And but she's like, I shouldn't want to feel this way. This is every, like on paper, it's everything I'm supposed to want, but it's not what I want. And if you're doing all those things, if you are giving her all the kisses and you are telling her she's beautiful and she's still angry and looking for something else.
Looking for an excuse or something.
It sounds like she's looking for
a reason to get out.
Yes, Al, it's like we're finishing each other's sentences.
Or maybe feeling really insecure. Yeah.
No, it sounds like maybe she's realizing that and I don't know. I'm just telling you outside looking in. She might just, maybe she's got anxiety about the wedding and she's overwhelmed. But it sounds like to me she's second guessing this whole marriage thing. It's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
It's, she's finding nothing but fault with you and she doesn't want to be the bad guy. That's what happened to me when I was younger. If I wanted to break up with somebody, there's really no good reason to, I would just be so awful to him until he had to break up with me.
Sure.
That's
I think that's just our human brain. That's how we work. It's our
mechanism.
Maybe
it's worth sitting down with her and say, look, it doesn't seem like anything I'm doing or we're doing together is making you happy. Or do you want to talk about our engagement and just see what she says? You got to have that grown-up conversation.
If you are having second thoughts, it is worth just kind of thinking, like, because when your self talks to yourself, when you know what I'm saying, when your brain tells you something to do, sometimes you should listen to it. Because I've been in that situation, you know, I don't want to hurt my ex-wife, but I was kind of second guessing before I got married.
Yeah,
and a lot of
people get cold feet, but it's one thing to be nervous about the ceremony, but it's another thing to be like, I don't think I'm doing the right thing.
Al should have listened to himself.
I should have listened to myself. When self talked to me, I should have listened to self.
It would have saved you both a lot of time.
And heartache.
Yeah.
You know?
On his honeymoon, Big Al Mack was out dancing without his
wife. She was sick.
Yeah.
But he should have stayed in the room with her.
Yeah,
most husbands would have stayed there with the brand new wife.
Yeah, probably should.
So have a talk with her and see if the engagement is still what she really wants. It sounds like to me she's second guessing.
Yeah, that's a scary conversation to have.
But it's one that's necessary. Can't keep living this way.
I know. Because if you ask them, do you still want to marry me? And the answer is no. Oh, your life just completely changes.
Yeah, don't ask that question when you're wearing a ring. Why do you want to marry me? No. Don't start doing that.
Yeah.
Devastating at the time, but it's going to be worth it in the long run.
Exactly. That was solid advice from the very happy Kelly Raspberry.
If you have a love letter need, if you need some advice, go to KidNation.com.
That will get you Mondays and Wednesdays.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're keeping track of the Big Al Mack gym meter.
Gymometer.
Gymometer. He has been going to the gym.
2 days.
2 days. Yesterday was in sandals, the slip-on ones, but it's all good. He still got on the treadmill.
Hey, you know what? If you forget your workout shoes, don't take that as a sign to go back home.
Right.
Take that as a sign you need to be resourceful. And I just worked out into my flip-flops.
No excuses.
Exactly.
No excuses.
My wife was keeping up with you and your day yesterday. Somehow.
Yeah. Oh, was she?
Yeah, because she was sitting on the couch and she goes, oh, the guy went to the gym again. Yay. And then about 2 seconds later, she goes, Big Al wants to order pizza.
What?
Well, if she had caught that caught my feed right before that, she would have seen my empty refrigerator.
Okay, yeah.
So I open it up. I don't even know why I open up my refrigerator. There's nothing in there. Like, sometimes I go back here and I break room and I open up the refrigerator. I haven't put anything in that refrigerator, so there's no reason for me to open it. But I go home, I open up the refrigerator. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 beers. There's a bottle of champagne, bottle of tequila.
Right.
Boom. Done.
That's all you need is a man.
That's it. 2 packs of ketchup, which I have no idea how they get in there.
Nutrition.
Yeah.
You got to get your veggies somehow.
So, yes, I did order a pizza.
Everything in moderation. You can make that pizza last 3 or 4 days.
Yes. I plan on it. Trust me.
Oh, really?
I plan on it.
There you go.
Yes. Indeed.
Speaking of my wife, I need to start listening to her.
How long you been married now?
We've been married for 7 years.
We're
about to be 7 years.
You haven't learned that yet?
Well, I was married in 2010, and it was, so 6 years. It'll be 7 years this year.
Okay.
We've been together forever. Right. We met in college, but she's a very clean person.
Yes,
yeah,
she is.
She cleans a lot.
Like, very clean.
She likes to be organized.
And she had a that's what you get for not listening moment.
Oh, she had one on you.
She had one on me yesterday.
Wow.
I think having a little bit of clutter here and there is fine. Especially because we wake up so early in the morning.
You'd love my house.
My routine is I get up out of bed.
Yeah.
I take my comfy sleeping shorts off.
Yeah.
And dump them right next to the sink area, like by my vanity area.
Yeah.
And I leave them there. Yeah. And then I go to work and I come back and at night.
You know where they are.
I get in the shower. I get out of the shower and I put on my comfy go to sleep shorts.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
That's my thing. Yeah. That's what I do.
It's your jam.
It's your routine.
Now, what I noticed yesterday is that my wife was sending the message, the clean your blank up message, because my little pile of clothes that I usually have there was now moved to the closet.
Oh.
Right next to the dirty laundry area. It was her, hey, I'm making a statement.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay because I got out of the shower and I put on my comfy shorts.
Yeah.
And I went about cleaning up because I wanted to make my wife happy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then I felt it. Mm. Felt something weird. And at first I thought it was, you know, those little, the drawstrings that you have on your shorts.
Yeah.
I thought it had gotten tucked into my shorts, and it was just.
Oh, I mean, when you say you felt it, you literally felt something.
Yeah, so I thought it was, it's got to be one of the drawstrings. So I looked down. No, both drawstrings are where they're supposed to be. They're out of the shorts. And I'm like, and then I felt it again. I'm like, okay, something's happening.
Wait, something's moving.
Oh, yeah.
In your shorts.
In my shorts. Something's where nothing should be moving.
Like a living creature.
No, we got to do some investigating.
So,
suspicious.
Well, I got really still because at this moment I don't know what's happening there. So I opened up my shorts a little bit.
We need to talk about puberty.
Yeah, right. No, I opened up my shorts.
You want to explain to him?
Yeah. Were you watching The Bachelor?
I opened my shorts and I see this spider.
No!
Oh! Just going off for a stroll.
Oh, my God.
I have never hit myself down there in my life, but this time I did. I hit myself, and in that same movement, I just tore my shorts off, and I squealed so loudly.
Squealed. No. Gosh, I would have loved to hear that noise.
I thought it was a manly scream. I thought it was like,
You can't have a manly scream after that.
But
it was like,
yeah, based on my wife's laughter, it was definitely a squeal. And she's
laughing at you?
Yeah. Somehow.
Did she know it was a spidey?
No. She had no idea. She just heard me squeal, so she runs over to our room, and I'm sitting there hitting the shorts, and I'm waiting for to make contact with the spider so that I could assassinate it.
Yeah.
And I finally, in those 10 seconds, my wife managed to get on the phone and call like 8 of her friends and get them on like one of those conference calls and let them know that I was squealing about a spider.
Conference FaceTime.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there. I finally made contact with the spider. I kill it. I finish him off.
Yeah.
But I learned my lesson that if I would just pick my crap up and fold it and put it away, spiders would not get in my shorts. Or I could just dust everything off super hard before I put it on.
There you go.
Shake it out.
It could have been bad. Like, what if it bit me?
Was there any? Yeah, I was going to say, was there any collateral damage in the in the area?
You caught it in time.
I caught it in time. He didn't bite. I think.
He had a spider bite.
No, he was just surprised. I think with my quickness.
You think he was laughing at you?
You surprised the spider? You impressed the spider?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
You think he was kind of checking things out and he kind of laughed at you like.
I don't know what he was doing, but he was one of those wolf spiders, the ones that are kind of like tarantula-looking ones.
They have scary legs.
They jump.
Yeah, they jump, and they have scary legs. They're scary-looking spideys.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a spider that kind of liked you.
I think it was a female spider.
Want to get a little action.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, she was all about it.
Yeah, Black Widow.
I wanted to file harassment for the spider because that's my no-no zone.
Your no-no zone?
No means no.
No means no zone. That spider was trying to take advantage of me.
I'm glad it wasn't serious. Spider bites can be really bad.
Exactly.
Especially, you don't want one there.
I don't know.
I got bit by a brown recluse when I was little on my inner thigh.
You did?
Oh, yeah. That cut out. Just soaking scalding hot water for a long time to get it to soak out. Yes, it starts rotting away at your skin.
Oh, it could have made you rot off, dude.
It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
I slept on a mattress in my Aunt Cherry's trailer, and that's where I got the bite.
My son got super excited because he thought I was going to become Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah.
He literally was waiting for me to go pee to see if I would pee a spider web. That's how excited my son got.
Why would he think that would happen?
Because Spider-Man gets bit by the spider.
He doesn't pee web.
He was waiting for me.
Out of his wrist.
I know, but you know.
That would be impressive, though. That would get you in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, that'd be so cool. I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind that at all. That'd be fine. It'd be cool.
What are you teaching your child about Spider-Man?
I didn't teach him anything. He's the one that looked at Spider-Man. He learned the origin story. Thanks to Teen Titans, I think. So somebody taught him it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Shout out to the Kid Nation members that let me know that this year I'll be married 8 years. I was off.
Oh.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. The good news is my wife didn't text me and correct me, so I think we're all we're both fine.
That's good. We're all good on that one.
Thank you very much on that. Jenna, you might be excited about this one. You like Migos, right?
Yeah, I get down with some Migos.
It's fun to listen to Migos from time to time. They have a new album coming out next week. Quavo just posted a clip from a new song that might be called Culture National Anthem. Can you see my people burn? We don't need strife, cause we got bright stars. We gon' still fight for that race car. When you do right, that's cause you work hard. They gon' divide us all, that's when they fall apart. Trying to say the whole world, but it ain't my job. Little Migos for you. No script. And that song? Or at least not that we know of yet.
Not yet.
I only like when they're echoing each other saying dumb things.
Yeah. Drop top. They just, I like them because they have fun. But what's his name? Who's dating Cardi B?
Offset,
yeah.
He got her name tattooed on his neck.
That's smart.
He got her name tattooed.
Yeah, man.
He was just cheating a month ago.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do.
It's going to last.
That's the doghouse. That's the make good.
Hey, right. You can make it work. I mean, look at the basketball player.
Kobe Bryant
bought his wife a big diamond. She was mad as hell, but she stayed.
$4 million. They're still together.
Still together. Had another baby afterwards. So it can work. Yeah. It can.
Yeah, but you got her a $4 million ring. He didn't tattoo her name on her neck.
Well, might as well. $4 million.
Cardi B had a different requirement.
Yeah.
Right?
So, be on the lookout for that Migos album coming out soon.
All right.
Ron Burgundy, he made an appearance.
I saw that.
Showed up at the Australian Open and crashed an encore interview with Roger Federer.
Yes, I
love
hear it.
When Will Ferrell does this.
Roger, tonight you seemed like a gazelle out there on the court. Would you describe your game as a silky gazelle?
maybe not. A gazelle. Don't they get eaten at the end?
Not if they're fast enough. Quick question, Roger. You're 36 years old. You seem ageless. Are you a witch or a vampire? Now, there's a rumor in the men's locker room that you love coming to play down here in Melbourne, and your secret to fitness is you only eat wombat meat. Is that true?
That is untrue.
Have you ever tasted
I have not. Should I?
It is delicious. The national food of Australia.
I was listening to some tennis talk. Apparently in their scouting reports, especially with the ladies, they have what sort of a grunter they are.
Wow.
So that you could prepare, if they're an overly loud grunter, you can go into that match knowing, okay, this girl is going to go super loud on me, so I can't chuckle.
God, it's like when they're watching tape of each other.
Uh-huh. So you'll get your scouting report. All right, this Kelly Raspberry is your opponent today, and she's a loud grunter, so be on the lookout for that.
Yes, I am.
They're talking about... We're talking about one of the girls that was competing yesterday, and apparently she's a very loud grunter. I forgot her name.
Well, it's like your Kia in karate, right?
Yeah.
It's your Kia. You're supposed to get more impact if you... That's what they teach you when you throw your punch in karate.
Are you at the gym? Are you cool with the guys that are loud, that are lifting the weights, and they do the...
I get it. It does give you an extra burst.
It does?
It really does.
Yeah.
But it's annoying sometimes.
Do you do a grunt, Jenna? You go to the gym a lot.
I do not grunt.
You're not a grunter at the gym.
I'm
not
with a grunter. You?
I mean, I think the most I do is like a... That was just an exhale.
You don't go like... Just a little tight...
No, I'll let you know today. I'll not think about it and then see if I do it. No, I don't. I think I just breathe.
A lot of guys do this. Like when they're lifting.
That's my... I think I go with the... Maybe I'll let out like...
I grunt when I get in a car.
Yeah, I think I was trying to get off the couch.
That's more groaning.
In out of the car.
Yeah, you get to a point where you're just like, everything's different. Like,
everything's a strain.
Yeah. Speaking of buff guys, Chris Hemsworth, he was on The Tonight Show. Apparently, he didn't really want to play Thor. when they offered him the role.
Really?
So that could have gone to somebody else.
Yeah, I might have had a hesitation, you know, and I kind of want to get a time machine, go back and slap that younger, pretentious version of myself.
Really? Yeah, were you just, like, afraid of, like, I don't want to be typecast?
Yeah, I was trying to be an artist. I was like, oh, I just do independent films, and it's you know, this is too big, it's a franchise, and it's a...
Yeah.
No, I love that character. I've loved this experience.
You're great at it. We want you to do more of it. Yeah.
I think it's been the best. I think my hesitation was I just had no idea what it was going to be, how long it was, if it was going to be a good experience or bad. And thankfully, it was the best experience I've ever had.
I can't picture anyone else playing Thor besides him.
I just thought he was going to say, do you know how much money I've made being Thor?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the subliminal message he's throwing out there.
JC, guess what tonight is?
Tonight is,
I've had it on my calendar for months.
It's Wednesday.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's right.
So guess what premieres tonight?
Oh. That scary show you like.
American Crime Story.
It's tonight.
Versace. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
It is tonight, right?
Yes, I canceled all my plans.
Oh, man.
I've got a
t-shirt, a parent teacher night.
Well, I guess I have to DVR.
Tonight?
You can DVR.
DVR.
But yeah. I'm excited.
I think you're right. Today is a premiere of that, Jenna.
It's been in my planner for a while.
Put it in your planner?
Yes, I did. I put it in my planner a couple months back.
American Horror Story.
American Crime Story. The assassination of Gianni Versace.
Okay. For reminding me.
Right. You're welcome.
This is a perfect timing for Jenna to be watching a scary show like about murder like that because she is scared in her house now because she forgets to lock her garage.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you lock it yet?
So
I didn't want to throw that out there in case you haven't done it.
Yeah, I know. No, so I moved into a townhome. I've never lived in a townhome. I moved into a townhome, and I even went down the other night to... I'll go all the way down the flights of stairs to make sure that front door is locked, right?
Yeah,
I'm still
sure.
getting settled in, and you know, I haven't been scared since those first few days. Because, you know, I was sleeping with my gun.
Yeah.
I was terrified.
Yeah, sleep with that gun.
But I went down. My bedroom door lock is broken, so the bedroom door doesn't lock.
Ooh.
And normally that's my last safety measure, right? But when I came down to go to work yesterday, I open up the door that goes to the garage, which I leave unlocked, coming and going.
You don't need to lock it.
Well, of course not when you keep your garage door shut.
No, I keep mine locked.
Jenna.
I live on a busy street, too. My garage door, it was freezing in there yesterday morning. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, my gosh. I even went down to check to make sure my front door was locked. I left my garage door open all night with the door unlocked.
The Jenna house is wide open for anybody to come inside.
It won't happen again. No, don't say that. I was terrified last night. And so I put a chair up against my bedroom door until I can get the lock fixed. And that's sleep with my weapon.
You'll be out. You live in
a... I was scared.
Okay. You live in an okay spot.
You never know, JC.
I gave away the Jenna secret right there. And earlier we're talking about the KFC family secret being given away by a nephew. And then they got us talking like, have you ever given away a family secret?
Yeah.
If you have, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Because our boy Trey, he gave away a family secret. Right, Trey?
That's right. Probably a decade ago now, I was confided in. My sister told me that she was expecting.
Uh-huh.
No. I was still living at home. And just accidentally let it slip.
Oh,
and
Trey.
My mom was like, oh, Shay's going to come and have dinner with us. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's probably telling you she's pregnant.
Oh, Trey!
Oh.
All right, so if you've blurted out a family secret that you weren't supposed to, and it's funny like Trey's, we'd love to hear from you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Family secrets. They're tough to keep, especially the more people that know. We were just talking about the KFC... Colonel Sanders' nephew gave away the recipe, or so we think, because KFC's coming out and saying, nah, man, we got that one locked up. But he gave away some recipe. And it got us talking about what family secrets have you accidentally given away. I am super surprised. I grew up my whole life. Everybody I later found out knew that my dad was not my dad. Even, like, my cousins who were around my age. All it took is one fight. And they could have just blurted out those words and just they would have won that fight.
Yeah.
And not one person cracked. So it's astonishing to me that that didn't happen.
All right.
But these secrets do leak out. Like Trey just told us that he accidentally blurted out when his sister wanted to keep a pregnancy secret and let his mom know when his sister was coming over. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you're into sharing, you can call us and let us know what secrets you've given away.
Sure.
It's already been told. You might as well tell it us,
too. Yeah, why not? Yeah, everybody knows. We want to know, too. Teresa wrote us and said, years ago, when you could still do this, a co-teacher was having his science students do blood typing. Oh, is that when we were able to, like, trick ourselves and get blood out back in the day?
I guess so.
Well, one of the students' blood type did not match either of his parents.
Oh.
Turns out he was adopted and had not been told.
Oh.
When school ruins your family secret.
That's hard.
And that's probably one of the reasons why they may have stopped doing that.
Oh.
That and people poking each other. Oh, that sucks.
Yikes.
Can you imagine finding out at school? Hey, little Tommy. Got something to tell you?
Wow.
Hey, Molly.
Hey.
So a big fight was caused because of some secret being told, huh?
Yeah, so at Thanksgiving 1 year, I remember before my dad told me, and so I was sitting around with family, and I said, oh, yeah, like the time my dad let your bird out of the cage when you guys were little, and it flew away. And, yeah, apparently, I did not know this. No one knew that. Everyone thought that the aunt's bird had just accidentally gotten out, and everyone just went dead silent.
What?
Everyone's staring at me, then staring at my dad, and then the whole table erupts, and everyone starts screaming at my dad. And I was like, oh, you didn't tell me, no one knew.
Yeah, when dad lets the bird out, and he just lies about it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah, I bet.
Has it happened to you, Kelly?
Yeah, that exact same thing happened in my family.
Really?
They put the bird out to get fresh air.
Yeah.
Oops, we left the door open. That bird was a beast. They hated that bird.
Oh, it was on purpose.
On purpose.
Is that what you did to your bird?
No, I found another home for it. It just wasn't working out. I rescued a bird, but then it got to be...
Yeah.
Birds are nasty.
Yeah.
They're filthy.
Clean them up every
day. Did you take the bird to the farm?
No, I found somebody that took it. And I bought her a new cage and everything because I felt so bad. That bird loved me. It would give me little kisses on my mouth. It was the sweetest bird.
But I had no idea what that expression meant until I was way too old. You know what I mean? The farm.
Taking the animals
to the farm. I didn't know until I was in high school that someone explained to me what that was. I'm like, that's happened with a couple pets. I really thought that Mitty was on the farm.
No. Mitty gone.
Mitty was mean.
Mitty gone, bye-bye.
Mitty gone. Hey, Tracy.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, what'd you catch your mom doing?
I had found out I was pregnant. And my baby's dad did not want anybody to know just yet because he was, I guess, contemplating things. And I split and told my mother and my aunt who were helping me move. And when he showed up to help move everything, I went to pick up a box and my mother yelled at me, don't pick that up. It's too heavy for you. Uh-huh. And his face was priceless. He knew I told. And, all hell broke loose.
Yeah, but you want to tell your mother so bad.
It's your mom.
You know?
I think you get a free pass on that one. Like, you can't get mad at you.
I'm really prying into your business now. Are y'all still together?
Oh, no. There's another lady, and I let her keep him.
I think you dodged a bullet with him.
So there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
He should be cool with your mom knowing. I think all my friends know that if you tell my wife a secret, I know the secret too.
Yeah.
I think that goes with
you.
Any
should.
That's
marriage,
a marriage, right? You and Alan, if somebody tells you a secret, Kelly, I'm sure you would tell Alan. Even the secrets I tell you, you tell Alan?
When have you told me a secret?
Told you a couple secrets.
I've already forgotten.
See, you're so good,
that's
you forget.
That's the good thing about me is I can't remember.
You're telling married people. You just assume that the other person's going to know.
Family secrets that have been accidentally revealed from the text. So my aunt got drunk and told me that my dad used to grow weed in the attic. Is that a good place to grow? Like in the attic? I thought you were supposed to have fields and stuff.
JC wants to know.
No, I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah, temperature probably.
Yeah. It's just fun and dope. JC, I found out that my real dad from my angry uncle when I was 22. See, I tell you, you get people mad at you.
Yeah.
They will tell you the secrets.
Especially when a little alcohol is involved.
Uh-huh.
The family function.
And Melinda has a little narc for a brother.
a brother-in-law. He's got a big mouth.
Your brother-in-law, what'd he do?
When I was 18, I got tattoos, and I took them with me because I was scared. And then my parents, nobody had tattoos, and he decided to blow it out in front of everybody. Oh, yeah. Mom almost cried whenever she got her tattoos.
Where'd you get your tattoo?
And I got I was cool in 2006. I have stars on my belt line.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
And I had it hidden, and nobody saw it, and he told on me.
On the back or on the front?
On the front. I had it where nobody could see him.
What was the outcome of that?
Oh, I had to go face my dad. And I remember I was sitting there while he was painting his house. Cause my dad redoes houses. I was sitting there. I said, "Hey, Dad." And he's like, "Do you have something to tell me?"
Yeah. Mm. And he found out. I have a similar story with one of Kenzie's cousins. Because in her family, you're not allowed to get a tattoo or the grandma takes you out of the will.
Oh.
Yeah. Grandma, Kimmo is strict.
And wow. Was there any other thing that you could have done or is that it?
That's the one. Yeah, you can't. No tattoos or you're out of the will.
You can do drugs, go through rehab, whatever, but no tattoos, you're out of the will.
That's what, at least what Kenzie tells me. My wife tells me that all the time. So that's why she won't get a tattoo.
But once Kimmo's, you know, once she gets that will money, then she can get that tattoo?
After Kimmo just doesn't want to see them. But one of her cousins got Daddy's Little Monster tattooed.
Daddy's Little Monster.
Huge.
Whoa. In, like, beneath the belly button.
There's many levels of that that are troubling.
I'm like, why would you get that right there? Daddy's Little Monster.
Daddy's Little Monster?
Yeah. And Kimmo found out at the dinner table one day.
No will. No money for
she's
you.
Not in the will. And she's still single to this day. Because guys
won't date Daddy's Little Monster. Yeah.
Daddy's Little Monster.
How would you do that?
I will not reveal which cousin it is. But
she
know
who she is.
You know who you are.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.